Seth Frotman worked for the federal government as a student loan watchdog until he quit in August. In his resignation letter, he accused the Trump administration of abandoning student borrowers. Frotman saw lots of things going wrong in the student loan industry, but there was one big one. Corey Turner first reported this story for NPR's Planet Money podcast.
A big part of Seth Frotman's job at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau was looking into borrower complaints. And in the spring of 2017, he and his team noticed this weird pattern.
We see cops, firefighters, teachers, nurses who are entitled to public service loan forgiveness, and they are repeatedly denied.
The Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program began in 2007 with a pretty simple pitch. Spend 10 years in one of those public service jobs paying down your student loans, and the government would forgive whatever's left as a thank you. But last year, Frotman was hearing from lots of public servants who said they'd made it years into the program
and found out their plan for financial freedom essentially just wiped out in the blink of an eye because of the mistakes of their student loan company.
Here's what was happening, Frotman says. The federal government pays a bunch of companies to manage more than 40 million student borrowers. These companies are called servicers, and they handle the paperwork and answer the phones when borrowers call and ask for help.
And they're doing a terrible job.
Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey is actually suing one of these servicers, FedLoan. I spoke with her earlier this year.
Their failure to do their job has resulted in hundreds of thousands of students having their financial future sabotaged.
And several other states are suing a different servicer, Navient, claiming it's made mistakes too and broken the law. In the past, both companies have denied these allegations, saying it isn't their fault. They're just following the rules set out for them by Congress and the Education Department, and that they're doing their best, they say, to resolve borrower complaints. Neither company wanted to talk for this story. You know who did? The students who thought they were going to get their loans forgiven, but aren't.
I made life decisions based on wrong information.
Sarah Cranen says her servicer told her she qualified for loan forgiveness. She's teaching now, has been in public service for 6 years, and thought she had just 4 to go. But recently she called the Ed Department, and someone told her, "Oh, I'm sorry, but you don't qualify. Not until you consolidate your loans." But she was told if she does that, her countdown to forgiveness would reset back to 10 years.
I kind of let my guard down and said, "This kind of sucks." And she said, "Yeah, it really sucks."
29,000 applications for public service loan forgiveness have been processed so far. And of those, 99% have been denied. In other words, Sarah Cranen's story is not unusual.
Oh, wow. See, that's actually a huge relief because I walk around with enormous amount of feeling silly.
In its defense, the Education Department says everybody who is eligible is being approved. And they say they're working on improving the process. But Seth Frotman, the former student loan watchdog, says the department under President Trump
isn't only walking away from the fight to help student loan borrowers, they are actually arming the other side.
In response to all those state lawsuits against its servicers, the Trump administration is now arguing these companies, they're protected from state laws because they work for the federal government. And this fight is now being waged in the courts. Meanwhile, Seth Frotman may have left government, but he continues to wage his fight for public service loan forgiveness as a private citizen. Corey Turner, NPR News, Washington.